Black Bear Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram presents Tribe Talk, covering all things in Bridgeport Indians athletics. Now, here's the host of Tribe Talk, the voice of the Indians, Travis Jones.
And we welcome you to episode 50 of Tribe Talk, the podcast, our weekly conversation here at BridgeportIndians.com about all things going on the campus of Bridgeport High School. And on this special episode, 5-0, we're going to check in on the Bridgeport girls soccer team and one of their outstanding senior leaders. And Maria Day will join me coming up here in just a couple of moments. They are into their last 2 weeks of the regular season, along with the boys soccer team, and they are eyeing the postseason. Both squads are in great shape as they head into the last couple of weeks of the regular season, and then, of course, into postseason play. So we'll check in on some soccer coming up in our final segment following our visit with Maria. We'll, of course, give you the whip around, let you know what's happened the last 7 days in terms of results. Some exciting things going on. Cross-country team, a great showing down in Louisville, Kentucky. The golf team just won the regional. They're headed to the States. We'll tell you all about that coming up in our whip around. First, let's head to the pitch, talk some girls soccer with senior Maria Day. Thanks for joining us here on Tribe Talk, the podcast. Maria, if you would, just kind of give me an update in your mind how this season has gone so far.
To start the season, we definitely had to focus on rebuilding. I mean, we had 9 of our players gone with that senior class of 11, so it definitely gave us new opportunities and gaps to fill. But I think it's been a day-by-day thing. We've been able to create some good chemistry, especially lately, and figure out those fixes. I feel like those games, whenever we got down or maybe didn't get the results that we hoped for, we were able to find those mistakes and kind of fix and learn from them. So I definitely think that as we go into this final stretch, we're going to be really focused on, you know, those corrections and those pieces that we've had to figure out. I think we're really excited and eager to see what we can do as we go into this last bit of the season.
Yeah, as you mentioned, some holes to fill from last year, and you know, players in maybe new roles, new positions coming to this year, and that kind of takes time. And Marie, I'm sure you'd kind of gone through that prior in your soccer career of trying to have play some new girls in new places and get used to everybody being in those new roles, and that's a process.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it definitely is, and I think we have talent throughout each class that we have, but it's also just figuring out who's going to fill that role most effectively. And we have girls who can play in different spots on the field, but it also is just about who is working best together, since there's 11 girls out there, not just a few. But yeah, especially my freshman year, I was moved around in a few places, but mostly stuck on the outside wing and midfield. But yeah, this year, definitely we've had to figure out quite a few new positions, and it's been great because girls get to try out new places that maybe they wouldn't have imagined themselves being in.
Maria, talk about you and your classmates and your role as senior leaders. This is a relatively small senior class. Mm-hmm. So what has been your guys' mindset to try to bring these younger players along this year?
Yeah, so we've been really focused on just creating an environment that's positive and uplifting for the girls. It can be kind of daunting coming in, especially whenever we have like such a big class of freshmen, and we also had 2 new sophomores join the team. So it can kind of feel like you get lost in that group. And I think us as seniors have kind of tried to focus on how we felt in their shoes and just trying to make it an environment where everyone can get along and learn on and off the field. I feel like we've had some great opportunities, whether it be the overnight games we had at the beginning of the season or just some team bonding activities that we've had off the field to just get to know the girls. And then just playing together, keeping our heads up. I think as a leader, it's definitely important to make sure that we talk to each other positively and we treat each other like teammates should, and don't let any like rumors or any like bad attitudes kind of mm-hmm. spoil anyone's experiences.
So you look back over the last 7, you've won 5, lost 1, and tied 1. What has clicked? Like, what changed in your mind over the last month that the results have started to go your way?
Yeah, so we definitely have battled with some injuries this season. So I think trying to get our girls healthy Also just like mindset and going into games not with our heads down, but focusing on what we can do and having faith that we can make things happen. I also just feel like trying to figure out position wise where people go. I think we definitely have certain lineups that should go against certain teams, and then sometimes obviously our opposition changes, so sometimes we have to make new adjustments. But I definitely feel like we've clicked in a way where our back line is definitely solid, and we also know what substitutions to make throughout the game to keep the intensity high. But I think overall it's kind of a mentality shift, but also just having the right players on the field at the right times as well.
Yeah, Marie, as I look back at the scores too this year, this squad has been pretty good defensively all year for the most part, but really the last few games, a couple of shutouts, gave up one goal to Morgantown. So, you know, defense has been very, very good. And I would assume that comes with, again, the comfortability of having the right pieces and everybody being, you know, playing their role and knowing where everyone else is going to be.
Oh, yeah. I can only praise our defense. They are really a great four back there, and we have some freshmen coming in and joining them. But also having two big leaders, Eliza Perrine and Carly Laddie back there, really gives us a good way of communicating throughout the field, but also in that back line. And I think we've definitely been hard at work with our defense ever since preseason, and figuring out a solid back four that's going to get us through like the rough games that we have. So I think that has really made a big impact on our season and on our games that we've had, especially recently.
All right, couple of few days on this roster. You play with a couple of cousins. That's kind of a unique opportunity.
Yes, it's been amazing. I mean, I play travel soccer, and so do my cousins, Lily and Allie. But we have never really got to play all three of us on the same team together. So getting the opportunity for all of us to be out there at the same time has really been special. I think there's a little bit of extra chemistry that comes with obviously being related, but also it's just been a great bonding experience for us. And we can obviously talk about it anytime too.
Yeah, I'm sure it's been fun for the family too. It's, you know, every couple times a week you get a family reunion.
Yep.
in the crowd. All right, tell me about the end of the season coming up. You know, this year we're in a new classification, so the postseason looks a little bit different. I know that Coach has done an outstanding job of getting a very challenging schedule together, you know, including last Saturday's win over Charleston Catholic, which used to be, you know, the team that you had to go through to win a state championship. Kind of talk about how you're feeling going into the last couple of weeks here of your senior year.
Yeah, so back to that scheduling, I feel like that's really helped us kind of work out some kinks in order to figure out what we're going to do going into this last push. But I also feel like the reclassification has really worked to our benefit, because we have a shot that we originally didn't really expect, especially with having to figure out our new lineup and everything with the season. But I definitely think that the girls have a lot more confidence and hope going into it, and just having the ability to play harder teams in order to prepare us for these next couple games, which, I mean, everyone's going to come out guns a-blazing. So I think we definitely have an idea of the competition we're going to be up against, but we also like know our strengths and have been able to see our weaknesses be exploited. So I think that going into this final push, especially being a senior, it's just all about encouraging each other and looking towards the end goal and not losing sight of that, but also taking it game by game.
Yeah, five games left in the regular season before you start postseason play. Maria, what's up for you next year? What do you hope to do? What's your plans?
Yeah, so I'm currently committed to play soccer at Waynesburg University, and I'm really looking forward to that.
Awesome.
I want to go into kind of a biochemistry major, and then look to go into a physician's assistant program after that. But yeah, I'm super excited to take those next steps, and obviously for soccer to still be a big part of my life.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I know you're prepared, but, you know, next year balancing the schoolwork with a very aggressive major and also, you know, still trying to compete on the soccer field. I'm sure you're prepared for the time balancing that you have to do.
Yeah, high school has definitely prepared me with all the AP classes and college classes. And then, of course, soccer year-round for me. I think it's definitely been good stuff. So also, I think just because it's something I'm so passionate about, I think I'll definitely be responsible and keep my ducks in a row.
Yeah, that's awesome, too, going to Waynesburg. It's far enough away to get away, but close enough to come back home and for your family to be able to come watch you. So that's terrific. Congratulations. Enjoy the rest of your senior year. Appreciate the visit.
Thank you. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Maria. Best of luck the rest of the season and best of luck next year in Waynesburg. We'll take a break. Whip around next.
It may be goodbye summer, but it's hello deals here at Black Bear Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And this bow tie don't lie. New Ram 1500s up to 14 grand off MSRP or 3.9% financing for 72 months. High performance Dodge Chargers, now just $419 a month, plus up to 125% of KBB for your trade. New ownership, improved processes, better deals. Drive into fall event. Visit us on Route 19 in Clarksburg or at blackbearjeep.com.
All right, golf team won the regional yesterday afternoon. That would be Monday afternoon at the Bridgeport Country Club. The Indians won the region by 13 strokes, finished with a total of 228 to get past a runner-up Hampshire County, who finished at 241. Kaiser was third at 217. The Indians were led by Alex Randolph. He was a low medalist during the competition, shot a 68. Audrey Kerr tied for second-best score of the day with a 76. More details and the full scoring available at BridgeportIndians.com under the Golf Wins Regional section. Mentioned the cross-country team took a long trip down to Louisville, Kentucky, and ran extremely well in the Louisville Cross Country Classic this past weekend as the girls' team finished fourth out of 23 teams competing, 35 total teams. Meanwhile, the boys' team finished a very respectable 12th out of 30 complete teams and 45 total teams this weekend. And again, some of the individual results are available on the website here under the Strong Showing in Kentucky for cross-country team article. Looking back on some of the past results, the Bridgeport freshman team won last night at Preston in Kingwood. They took on the Preston JV team and came away with a 42-6 win. Boys soccer and girls soccer both shut out Charleston Catholic on Saturday, boys winning 5-0, girls winning 1-0. Of course, the varsity football team moved their record to 6-0 with a win over Fort Hill back on Friday at the stadium, 49-14. Last week, another sweep for soccer over Buchanan, boys 1-0, girls 3-0. And the volleyball team also picked up a win at home in a single match against Parkersburg South by the final of 3-2. All right, coming up this week, volleyball is back in action at Nicholas County on Tuesday. Soccer teams will host East Fairmont on Tuesday. Herbert Hoover and Greenbrier East also involved in that volleyball matchup on Tuesday. Thursday, soccer goes to Grafton, boys and girls, football teams at Spring Valley. On Saturday, volleyball plays at the Hedgesville Tournament, and the girls' soccer team will be in action at Stadium Field in Parkersburg to take on the Parkersburg Big Reds. That's going to do it. Episode 50 of Tribe Talk, the podcast. We'll talk to you next week.
You've been listening to Tribe Talk, powered by Black Bear Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Located at 1251 Good Hope Pike in Clarksburg, Tribe Talk is a presentation of Bridgeport High School in cooperation with WVRC Media. We're proud to live here, too.